to Angela and Paula for our beautiful word through music, and to Joyce and Bill for our scripture reading today. Christ has risen. He has risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
This is the most basic statement of the gospel. Jesus, the Messiah, has risen from the dead. And the problem is that this news is utter nonsense. Listen to our gospel reading. They didn't know what to make of this. That's the response of the women who arrived at the tomb on the first Easter Sunday. Their words struck the apostles as nonsense, and they didn't believe the women. Despite having heard many times from Jesus what to expect, the disciples believed the tale of the women to be complete and utter nonsense. And in fact, the Greek word here is only used one time in all of Scripture, and saying nonsense is giving it a G rating that the original language doesn't have. It takes away a lot of its force. Even for those first followers of Jesus, the resurrection seemed unbelievable. The women were at the tomb to tend their dead teacher and friend. And when the angels asked them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead?" the answer is simple. They weren't. They believed they were seeking the dead among the dead. At least they came to the tomb. The 11 and probably many others were locked away, grieving. None of them expected to see Jesus again. But then, the angels called the women to remember what Jesus had taught them while he was still with them, that he would be crucified, and that on the third day he would rise again. And with the angels' words, they remembered. Unlike the other gospels, in Luke's account, no one gives the women the commission to go and tell, but they take it on themselves, and they run with this first perplexing and now joyful news. Luke tells us that the women returned from the tomb and told all this to the 11 and the others. And this is one of those times, there are many of them, when I wish the Bible had more details, because I would love to know the all this that was included in this very first Easter sermon. I imagine that they said the tomb that they had seen sealed was now open, that their confusion had given way to remembrance and clarity, that their fear had turned to courage, that in seeking to tend the dead, they had received the news of resurrection life. I imagine they told all of this because if they had only told the good parts, the open tomb, the clarity, the courage, no one would understand the power of what they experienced. We need the whole story, the cross and the tomb and the resurrection. We need an intimate understanding of death to truly appreciate that life is claimed and proclaimed in the resurrection of Jesus. Death is real, but it is not the most real thing. The power and love of God has overcome death itself in some profound and incomprehensible way that is beyond us and that holds us safely and tenderly always. The past year has been dramatic for many of us. On personal and global levels, we have experienced death and pain and sorrow in so many ways. We can understand the deep burdens that Jesus' followers had because we, like them, have cried out and wondered where God is. But we too, like them, can have hope because of the resurrection of Jesus. The resurrection holds together our humanity with God's divinity, eternal life with the reality of death, the empty tomb of grief with a heart full of joy, in ways that we can't possibly fully understand or articulate. I know, the world is often overwhelming. But the resurrection life of Christ is even more overwhelming. I know that the world can feel like too much. But the incarnational love of Jesus is too much. The Easter event sounded like nonsense when the women tried to explain it. It sounds ridiculous when we try to capture it, because there are no words. There are no symbols that can do that. It makes no sense that a perfect God would love his fallen creation so much that he came to earth in human form to rescue us through his life and death and resurrection. But nonsense or not, that is the truth of Easter. Easter is so far beyond anything we can verbalize or even imagine. And here I stand trying to do just that. Easter is within us. Easter is within us as the nonsensical words of the women echo through our hearts. Jesus is not in the tomb. He is risen. They say those words, even though, unlike in some of the other gospels, Jesus doesn't appear to them in Luke. They see the empty tomb. They hear the words of the angels. But they don't see Jesus. They bear witness to his resurrection despite that. And perhaps that is why this recounting of the resurrection resonates with me. We too know that Jesus is risen. We have received that word through Scripture and in our lives through the Spirit, but we have not seen him face to face. We have not seen the risen Christ, but we see him in the lives of those transformed by grace. We have not seen Jesus face to face, but we have seen him in the faces of everyone whose love encourages us. We have not touched the wounds from the cross, but we have been called to bring healing to the scarred of the world. Y'all, this nonsense of Easter is not for the faint-hearted. The women were terrified in the tomb, understandably so. Fear is a natural response to resurrection. We are not afraid of resurrection today, perhaps because we have sanitized the story. Too often we hear it as an idle tale, enjoyable, but not transformative. Perhaps the women are afraid because when they saw the stone rolled away, the missing body of Jesus, and the proclamation of the angels, they knew there was no going back. Everything had changed, and it was scary. If the dead won't even stay dead, what is there to count on? If the people who loved Jesus the most and knew him the best didn't believe it, what chance is there for us? What does this nonsense of Easter mean for us? To believe in the resurrection of Jesus takes faith and courage, but it's more than saying yes to the claim made by the women and eventually the men of the Easter story. It is at the same time saying no to the power of death and destruction that surrounds us. In place of the bad news we hear and the bad experiences we have, we make the claim that there is a sustaining power, God, who brings life out of death and reconciliation out of conflict. N.T. Wright is a theologian who explains the challenge of Easter this way. Made for spirituality, we wallow in introspection. Made for joy, we settle for pleasure. Made for justice, we clamor for vengeance. Made for relationship, we insist on our own way. Made for beauty, we are satisfied with sentiment. But new creation has already begun. In the resurrection, the sun has begun to rise. Christians are called to leave behind in the tomb of Jesus all that belongs to the brokenness and incompleteness of the present world. That, quite simply, is what it means to be Christian, to follow Jesus Christ into the new world, into the kingdom of God, God's new world, which he has thrown open before us. In our wonder and love and longing for such a nonsensical love as this, a love that changes everything, may we dare to believe in what seems impossible and dare to live impossible lives that hope beyond death, but also believe in abundant life before death. May we, like the women, return from the tomb eager to share the good news, nonsensical as it might be, that Jesus was resurrected and that his beautiful brown skin, scarred and wounded body is alive. That we also will be resurrected and death will not have the final word. And all tears will be wiped away. And there will be no more night and no more hunger, no more wounding, no more loss, no more goodbyes. That death is a dawn and never the last word. That the miracle of Easter is that God knows the dark and the sorrow just like we do. That the ongoing hope of resurrection changes how we engage in our lives as they stand right now, as we love and know and walk with God, who brings life out of death, order out of chaos, healing out of sickness, wholeness out of brokenness. That, as was true on the first Easter Sunday and remains true today, God is not finished. We are Easter people, and it is up to us to bear witness to the power of the resurrection, to the promise of Easter, to the nonsense of Easter, that love is stronger than death because Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen.